With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
As of today, I'm leaving the party of paid protests. Purple hair and pronouns. I'm joining the party of faith, family, and freedom.
The party of faith, family, and freedom. That's former Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who just announced that after 44 years as a registered Democrat, he is done. He is leaving the party of, as he wonderfully said, paid protests, purple hair, and pronouns. And he's now officially become a Republican, saying it is time to make California purple again. Not purple hair, but a purple state. Big, big difference. And he's but the latest in the mass defections away from the Democrats to the party of faith, family, and freedom. You are going to absolutely love this. What a way to start off the week, right? Come on in, gang, one and all. It is live stream Monday night. Great to see each and every one of you, as we always do on Monday nights. We're going to move our lively discussion of all things culture and politics over to our exclusive censorship-free virtual platform. So if you want to join us over there for some sweet fellowship, some awesome scholarly discussion, just scan that QR code or click on that link below. Wait, where's our kid? There's our QR code. Love that. I love that QR code. Click on that link below or scan the QR code for a very small, just modest monthly fee. You can have access to all of our exclusive Q&As, exclusive content, exclusive conversations, exclusive meetups, and you get access to all of our exclusive offers. As you can see, it's a very exclusive club. So click that link below or scan that QR code on the screen to become a member of our Courageous Patriots Club, where thousands of us gather together each and every week to restore those very pillars of faith, family, and freedom that the sheriff talked about as we usher in a new conservative age. We will head on over in mere moments. But first, as you saw, former LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has left the woke left. He is now officially a Republican. The California Republican Party posted a huge welcome to Sheriff Alex, saying, quote, "Californians are realizing that California Democrats have left them and sanity behind. You're not alone. Choosing law and order, freedom, and common sense is the right move." And that really is key here. We're talking about the Republicans being the party of the common sense coalition, right? The Democrats are caught in this 80-20 doom loop, And that's resonating even with California voters that who are otherwise bluest of the blue. We've been seeing it in recent voter registration stats. So while Democrats gained 197,000 voter registrations over the last few years, during that exact same time period from 2020, the Republicans gained just shy of 500,000, 442,000 voter registrations. Absolutely huge. And that's on top of this amazing voter ID initiative that's taking the Golden State by storm. We've been talking about this. Talked about it, I think, 2 weeks ago or so. We're seeing a massive coalition forming called Californians for Voter ID. And they just announced that they're going to be pushing a ballot initiative for the 2026 election that would require voter ID for all voters for all subsequent elections. So the initiative would actually amend the California state constitution by restoring election integrity by requiring three things: verification of voter ID for all future elections, proper review of citizenship and eligibility when individuals initially register to vote for the first time, and thirdly, accurate maintenance of voter rolls going forward to remove people who die or who move out of the state. That, by the way, that voter roll, the failure to maintain accurate voter rolls and to frequently clean up your voter rolls is one of the chief ways we've seen charlatans cheating, as it were. Now, this is huge because voter ID is actually very, very popular in California. A recent public opinion strategies poll found that nearly 70% of California voters, 68% to be exact, support voter ID. That includes 52% of Democrats. 52% of Democrats, 70% of independents, and of course, almost all Republicans, 93% of Republicans, whatever's left of Republicans there in California. Again, voter ID is in many respects a pre-political issue. In other words, your partisan affiliation is not determinative of where you stand on this political issue on voter ID. It's an issue supported by a supermajority of voters across all parties. And so the Democrats are just caught in this losing position of trying to politicize a pre-political issue. As you all know, California Democrats are dead set against voter ID, but that opposition is guaranteed to lose every single time it meets with the will of the people, in this case, in a ballot initiative, just like it did with Proposition 36, right? Back in November. Do you remember that from the wonderful November the 5th, when you changed the world, you voted to change not just our country, but the world? Well, in California, they had Proposition 36 that restored very tough, very harsh penalties for criminals, particularly those involving drugs and theft. I don't know if you remember, but Kamala refused to answer how she voted on that initiative. She was asked how she voted on Proposition 36, and she refused to answer, again, because she knew that her opposition to it was a total loser. That proposition mandated very stiff penalties for criminals, and it completely reversed the Soros-backed DA trends that were treating criminals like victims, right? That proposition, the Prop 36, if you don't know, it passed, oh, what do you know, with 70% support. Again, the same amount of support that we see for voter ID. And keep in mind, this is California. This is the bluest of the blue. And that support obviously cut across the grain of partisan allegiances. More than half of Kamala Harris's own voters backed tougher crime measures. And in addition, we have to remember, Trump back in November won over 40% of the vote in California and flipped a number of counties. So Trump flipped San Bernardino County. He flipped Orange County. He flipped Fresno. Literally a half a dozen counties that were all blue in 2020, they all went red. No county in California flipped the other way. No county flipped from red to blue. Not one. So make no mistake, I mean, this is happening. There is a very real vibe shift happening in California, and Sheriff Villanueva is but the latest here in that vibe shift. And it's not just California. We're seeing people leave the Democrat Party in droves. Florida's top state Democrat, the Senate minority leader, a guy named Jason Rizzo or Pizzo. I'm sorry. I think it's Pizzo. Pizzo, P-I-Z-Z-O. I'm assuming it's Pizzo, not Bizzo. I don't know, but doesn't matter. He was their number one state Democrat. He was their Chuck Schumer in their state Senate. He defected. This was just a couple of weeks back. He officially left the Democrat Party because he said the Florida's Democrat Party is officially dead. They're all losers. So he turned independent. But he was the highest ranking Democrat in the third largest state in the union to defect. And we could keep going. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, you know, he's gone. He's left the Democratic Party. He's running as an independent for his reelection bid as New York City mayor. The mayor of the great city of Dallas, Eric Johnson, he flipped from Democrat to Republican fairly recently. And we could go on and on. In fact, there was a study published in the Washington Free Beacon back in 2023, about a year and a half ago, that found that Democrats flipping to Republicans has been a year-to-year trend that's remained relatively consistent over the last 20 years. So get this, over the past two decades, four times as many Democrat state lawmakers have switched to the Republican Party than the other way around. I'll say that again, because that's a pretty impressive stat. It's pretty amazing. Over the last two decades, four times as many Democratic state lawmakers have defected to the Republican Party than the other way around, than Republicans defecting to Democrats. All told, by the time of the study, which again was back in 2023, 83 Democrat legislators defected and joined the GOP. Only 23 Republicans became Democrats during that same two-decade time period. Pretty astonishing stuff. So all of this is to say that the desperate attempts by the legacy media to push all of those completely bogus, fabricated, fake, lying polls to try to hurt President Trump isn't working. It's all falling flat. By the way, we're going to have Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen on our program tomorrow night, and he's going to show you exactly how President Trump, how he's doing in terms of the polling. He's absolutely crushing it. Trump is crushing. Rich Barris is finding the same thing. They're exposing. I mean, these are two of the single most accurate pollsters of 2024, and they're all coming out and saying the media is basically lying to you. These aren't polls. This is pure propaganda. So, and you can see it. You don't even need to see the polls. You could just have all of those lying, fabricated polls, and all you would need to do is just look at all these defections. Look at all these defections of people coming. They're coming over to either the GOP or they're just going independent. Democrats are damaged goods. You don't need accurate polls to see that. Joe and Kamala have left that party in shambles, which, of course, is very, very good news for the country, for sure. Anyway, there's so much more we could talk about. Over to you. We got tons to chat about tonight. Mike, our producer, will give us some instructions on how to transition in a good way.
Yes, the only good transition that conservatives or the Turley troublemakers or courageous patriots, members of the Turley courageous patriots club, so many labels, but yes, this is the best transition that you could go through, one that will not be mentally damaging, but mentally uplifting. It will encourage you as Dr. Steve continues to cover the positive news for conservatives. And there's a lot of positive news, a lot more than even Fox News would have you believe. So we would love if you guys would become members of our Courageous Patriots Club, become a member and become a Turley troublemaker, join our nearly 2,500 other members, and many of whom join us every night every Monday night for our Monday night Q&A live streams, uncensored, where they ask as many questions as they like for only $10. I will put that QR code up on the screen. We also have some super chats to go through. Guys, you don't have to pay per question. You can just pay 10 bucks and you can ask as many questions as you'd like to Dr. Steve, and you get a whole community of like-minded patriots to go along with it. So save your money, because YouTube does take a massive portion of super chats. We would love to have you support the channel with all of your money, but also we want to support you, and super chats don't do that. So we would love to have you save your money and just join us here on this, right here on this QR code or in
the
link.
Did you just do it? Was that a Freudian slip? We want them to support us with all their money? Empty their bank accounts into Turley Talks. Yes, that's
we don't want you. No, that's the opposite. No,
go back and rethink your life.
Well, we have people dropping $20, $50 super chats. We really appreciate it, but we would love
YouTube takes a lot. Yeah,
yes, they take a YouTube big percentage. Just takes a massive cut of that, and that is awesome that you guys want to pay per question. But we would really encourage you save your money and get a lot more benefits out of from. A lot more bang for your buck. So click that QR code, click the link below. We have a wonderful night planned for our Monday night Q&A, but let's hit some of these super chats first since our YouTube audience is so keen on asking questions. We got David. He asks, the Dems are in collapse because they have become nothing but a party of woke identity politics and retired boomers.
Yeah. I have to be careful, David. Our audience push back on me when I said, they're just some stupid boomers. And they're like, hey, wait a minute, we're boomers. All right. So next time I'll say boomers and Xers, but Xers are a bit more conservative. I think you're absolutely right, David. Remember, we talk about it a lot on this channel. We have the studies to prove it. Wokeness splits the left. Wokeness is incredibly unpopular, even on the political left. So it's a loser politically. Wokeness splits the left and unites the right. So that means more people are going to come out and vote against a woke issue than will vote for it. You're only going to get about 20% support, 25% support at most for any woke. It doesn't matter. CRT in the classrooms, trans athletes and women's sports, doesn't matter. Whatever the woke issue is, it always ends up dividing the left. Half the left goes with it. They double down on it. But the other half, the Bill Maher left, they want nothing to do with it. Whereas the entire right and the supermajority of independents are against woke. So this is crushing the Democrats. This is what's put them in the 80-20 doom loop. And then, what we're finding, particularly with the Canadian elections, from last week, what we found with our own elections, what we're even finding in Europe, is it tends to be the older voters, the boomers coming out of the post-World War II era. And they're just the ones who are most comfortable with globalism and liberalism, the liberal international order. And they just want to, they generally, again, this is the general orientation or disposition. They just want to keep the status quo and just find somebody, anybody within the status quo that can try to fix whatever issues are there. Whereas every other age cohort, especially those under the age of 30, they want a bull in the China shop. They want the whole thing wrecked and they want to start anew with a much more nationalist populist government.
Yeah, thank you for the $5, David, and that amazing comment that is just kicks us off for the night with our questions. We got another question, £5.
Oh, IQ, yeah.
The DNC relies on media, entertainment, and Silicon Valley to prop it up. These institutions are now irrelevant. What will liberals do?
Yeah, I agree with you. This is a huge problem. You can even see it somewhat. I mean, with Trump's threat to tariff Hollywood, he said he's going to tariff all movies made outside of the United States. But the reading I found that Hollywood is big now on offshoring a lot of projects outside of the United States for cheaper labor. So that's going to hurt them as well as Amazon and the like. So no, I'm with you. I just think we're going through a major paradigm shift as a result of the rise of the network society. We're on it right now. You and I communicate every week. Haikyuu, thank you for that, for being such a wonderful part of our community. We communicate every week via the network society that bypasses the legacy media and the entertainment gatekeepers the way email and texting bypass the post office. So their era of domination's over. Remember, the media survived all those years. We're talking, again, post-World War II in the 50s, 60s, and then their heyday in the 80s, 90s, and aughts. They survived all those years because they had a privileged access to information. So if I wanted news information, if you wanted news information, we had to go to the BBC. We had to go to CNN. We had to go to the networks. We had to go to New York Times because they had a privileged access to that information. Today, you and I have the same access to the same information that anybody at CNN or BBC or New York Times has, which means now we're in a position to fact check them. We get to, that's the joke when they, I laugh every time, we're going to fact check President Trump. You don't realize you have tens of thousands of people every second of the day fact checking you. So they can't, again, their business model has been based on privileged access to information. That privilege access is gone. Therefore, the business models collapse. Therefore, I think your observation is 100% right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just think of like the percentage numbers of people who watched the election. How did they watch the election?
Right.
Through X. They wanted, they had different streams, Joe Rogan, Tim yep. Pool, Charlie Kirk, all these people who, you know, 10 years ago didn't exist really.
Yeah. So, and so the last part, I honestly don't know what the liberals are going to do. Yep. They don't know. That's why they keep saying it's our messaging. It's our messaging. I think that is a tacit admission. It's not what they're saying. It's the platforms through which they're saying it. They're just not resonating anymore with our respective populations.
Well, even their messaging, it seems like their response to Trump's joint session of Congress was the MAGA platform with a couple liberal Bernie Sanders populist policies. So they, even then, they have no idea what their base is that they're going to appeal to. It's amazing.
Great point. Great point.
We've got one more awesome section to show off to you guys. Once again, we have our call-in section, and we have highlighted one caller, Steve Stone. So Steve Stone, if you're watching, comment, shout, let us shout you out, make yourself known, because we're going to listen to your phone call to Dr. Steve. Let's give it a listen.
Good morning, Dr. Steve. This is Steve Stone calling from beautiful Pima County, Arizona. Hey, I got a question. When judicial activist judges block Trump's EOs, what happens to them? Do they go up to the Supreme Court? How many of them are there to date? And what's the status of him? I keep seeing he issues an EO and they block the EO from enforcement. So what's the status? Do you know? Thanks. Bye.
Awesome, Steve. Thank you. Yeah, what they do is they go through an appellate process immediately. So you go up the chain of appeals courts. And if they want to continue to press it, it could eventually end up at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is expected to give a massive sort of mega ruling this summer on all of these activist judges, and pretty much everyone is in agreement. It's pretty unanimous that the court is either 6-3 or 5-4 going to shoot them all down. There's no way they're going to give Trump his executive immunity like they did in that decision, I believe it was last summer. They can't give him that executive immunity, saying in effect that these courts had no jurisdiction over him as executive. They can't render that decision and then turn around and say, oh yeah, but you can knock down any EOs you want. No, it's not going to happen. So the EO gets knocked down by some activist judge. The Trump White House has basically had a policy of ignoring that as it goes through the appellate process. So you don't have to worry about them stopping or putting on any brakes unless the Supreme Court is said to. They have tried to honor that just in terms of the sanctity of the court kind of thing, because they expect the decision to go in their favor over the summer. So they keep going. They're ignoring the courts, letting it go through the appellate process. And it should eventually get resolved this summer at the Supreme Court.
Awesome. Well, Steve Stone, thank you for that use of the Turley hotline, where you can ask any question you'd like. And we will try to feature that on our Tuesday and Thursday live shows. But we will also highlight one caller on our Monday night shows. So just as Steve Stone was just highlighted, so too can you be highlighted. And we would love for you to ask as many questions as you'd like again, and we will get as many of those answered for certain if you were to join us on our Monday night uncensored Q&A live stream, which we'll be transitioning to right after this in a few short moments. So why don't we highlight one of our members' questions? So we got our super chats, we got our hotline. Now let's do one of our members before we sign off of YouTube, Rumble, and X and head over to our private live stream. We have Melissa M. Dr. Steve, I would be interested in your take on Steve Hilton running for governor of California. God knows we need some common sense brought back to our state. And I think he actually has the policy ideas that can really start to make a difference.
I agree with you 1,000%, Melissa. I think he's wonderful. Obviously, he cut his teeth on Fox News. So he's very good on camera. He speaks very, very well. And I think he's perfect. I think he'd be wonderful. I think he's he's precisely the kind of populist voice that California needs. Again, you're up against a massive machine in California, Democrat machine. But as we're finding with these other comments that are pointing out, as well as all these defections, and what we're seeing is this kind of vibe shift happening in California, especially with so many of these counties turning red. And again, keep in mind, this is the people who have stayed behind. All the refugees have left by the millions. And so the people who are staying behind now are turning red on their own. So it's very organic. I think with that vibe shift, Steve Hilton would be wonderful. I really enjoy his, it's a brand new, fresh campaign, but I've really enjoyed, I've watched him talking to people on the streets. He's taking the camera with him, communicates well on social media. I think he's great.
Well, with that, we are going to transition over to our uncensored Q&A with our members of the Courageous Patriots Club. So please scan that QR code or click the link below. Join us, join your fellow patriots and many like-minded conservatives, the Turley Troublemakers. We have a great community, guys. We would love for you to be a part of it. And we would love to see you over there as we transition in 30 seconds. So see you all over
there.
Come
on over, Dang.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.